I was just saying.
I don't care about your opinion.
I'll tell you what I think.
What's that you say?
Would you just listen?
I don't think so.
Remember, ladies, one must not get one's knickers in a twist.
Please listen.
I'm trying to help you.
Listen.
I don't think so.
Excuse me.
I don't care.
Hey. Listen. Shut up and listen. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Shut Up and Listen with me, Heather Matarazzo. It is International Women's Day, and this is why I'm doing this podcast. So, I wrote a Twitter thread a little while ago about how I was going to try to go find an OBGYN and I haven't been able to find one because apparently, even in 2018, there are very few OBGYNs out there, at least in Los Angeles, that publicly state that they work with trauma survivors that are women. And for all the women that have gone to an OBGYN, we already know that it's traumatic enough. but I digress. You know, the reason that I really wanted to do this was because I really just wanted this to be like a mini audio love letter to the women that I've gotten to have the fortune to know, you know. And I know that there is a lot of talk about, you know, women empowering other women and all this stuff. And I also recognize that there can be still quite a bit of divisiveness. And, you know, I really just wanted to focus on those that I love, that inspire me, and not just think these things silently, you know, within the confines of my mind, but to really put it out there publicly. So no particular order. And the truth is that I'm not going to be able to get to every single woman that has inspired me, but the women that I know personally, the women that I see doing the work. And it doesn't mean that if I haven't seen you doing the work, you're not doing the work. but I wanted to start off with, like, first and foremost, with the first guest on my podcast ever, Lexi Alexander, who I just had the privilege of getting to see the other week. It had been a hot minute, and you know, she is a badass. She's an absolute badass. If you don't know who Lexi is, I suggest that you literally stop this podcast and go find her on Twitter right now. She's a director and producer and a writer, and just such an advocate for women, and doesn't take shit, and is, to me at least, a woman of grace and strength and true power. And they're those kinds of women are really difficult to find. Though, you know, I'm going to actually contradict my point right this second and say that I've been meeting more and more. You know, so yeah, like, Lexi is one. Kia Brown is another who I absolutely fucking love. And she's a writer and a journalist. And she just had a debut essay collection come out called The Pretty One. And she is the creator of Disabled and Cute, and we still need to get her on Ellen. So if anybody's listening and has ties to Ellen DeGeneres, this needs to happen. She is turning a lot of stigmas around when it comes to how able-bodied individuals perceive people that are living with disabilities. And she's somebody that I've been following for quite a while, right? She's somebody that I've been following for quite a while, and getting to watch her grow and getting to watch her embrace her voice and her platform, and as a result, getting to watch it expand, has been a really beautiful, beautiful thing to witness. So follow her. She's at Kia_Maria on Twitter, and check out all the work that she's doing, all of the writing that she's doing. She's really a beautiful, beautiful soul. And I want to share some love for Ashley C. Ford, who is another writer who's actually in the midst of writing a book. She's been doing so much for so long, and she's written for The Guardian and Elle and Fusion and New York Magazine and, you know, BuzzFeed, and she's another woman that really utilizes her voice and her platform and her power for the betterment of all. And if you're following, I think that you're going to probably notice a theme here, that every single woman that I'm going to be talking about, you know, there are a few things that they have in common, but the biggest one is utilizing their voice, and their power, and not necessarily going along with the status quo, and they're willing to utilize their platform, not to gain more followers or because they're going to be more popular, but to tell the truth and to hopefully, you know, crack some people open a little more. Every one of these women, I've never seen stay stagnant, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, for lack of a better term, you know. And so Ashley C. Ford, who's at like iSmash Fizzle, who I just absolutely fucking love. Okay, who else am I going to talk about? Chanel Little, who is just a fucking badass, and I'm grateful to consider a close friend of mine who is, if somebody is ever in need of motivation and getting things done, Chanel Little is the one to talk to. She's somebody who also, like, I got to originally befriend on Twitter, and she's become an in real life friend, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you know, the other thing that, like, I love about these ladies that I've mentioned, you know, and will be mentioning, is their capacity to hold space for others as well. And that's something that is another rare quality, you know, holding space for versus co-signing bullshit. They're two very, very different things. And I love that these women always tell me the truth. For fuck's sakes, if you're listening to this podcast, like, you know what's up, you know the deal, like, you know how life is, you know how individuals are, you know, not all, obviously, but definitely some, you know. And I think it's important in this day and age, especially when facts seem to be an anomaly, and not something that's readily available, that getting to be surrounded by those that are going to challenge your thoughts, challenge your ideas, challenge your emotional or intellectual stagnancy, as it were, and inspire you to to grow, to look at your own shit, and to recognize how sometimes it's better just to fucking let things go so you can really truly grow into who you are. And speaking of that, another beautiful soul that I want to give love to is Valerie Complex, who's a journalist and a film critic, who is just brilliant. And she does a lot of work, and she's a great writer, and she's a brilliant mind. And I'm really excited to see what she has going on and what she's going to be gracing the universe with when it comes to her writing. She's incredibly, incredibly talented, and you can follow her at Valerie Complex on Twitter. Just another stellar lady. And you know, I also want to give a shout out to Terry Crews, who really has gotten the short end of the stick. If you guys don't know who Terry Crews is, he's on Brooklyn 9-1-1. He's part of the Me Too movement as well, and he had gotten groped by his former agent, and the agent isn't no consequences, like no consequences. And Terry is one of the only men that's shared about his sexual assault. And, it's pretty much fallen on deaf ears by quite a few individuals. And so I just want to send some love and support to him, today. And another person who I fucking love that's become an incredible friend of mine is Lauren Warren. Now, Lauren Warren, I love her for a variety of reasons. Again, another relationship that I developed via Twitter, who was living in Canada, and thanks to the prompting of Chanel Little. I'm telling you, man, like, you need to get some shit done. Talk to Chanel, because she'll whip you right into shape. Like, Lauren just made the journey from Canada to Los Angeles, and she's an incredible writer. I've read some of her scripts, and I've, you know, I love getting to watch the people that I love and care about truly come into their own and succeed and really get to fine tune their voice and fine hone it and evolve. Like, it makes me the happiest. It really, really, really makes me the happiest. And yeah, like, she's here and she's doing it. You know, it's very easy, I think, for a lot of individuals to be like, well, ba ba ba, like, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I should, da 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 da, da, you know. But she did it. She took those actions, and that's really like what it's all about. It's never just one thing. It's always a combination of things, you know. So I hope that for whoever's listening, you know, that you have individuals in your life that are able to support you in that way and hold space for you in that way, hold space for your dreams, hold space for your passion, hold space for your joy, and aren't going to act like crabs in a barrel and try to, you know, rip you down, because that's not friendship, and that's not love at all. Okay. As I continue, I wasn't really thinking that I was going to do this today, but I decided that, you know, it was something that I really desired to do. Okay. So another, woman that I absolutely fucking love, you know, there are like so many, for fuck's sakes. But, another woman that I really love is Rebecca Theodore, who, for any of you guys that follow her, you know, she just had some shit go down medically, and she's also creating a lot of excellent stuff. She's a film and TV contributor for Entertainment Weekly, you know, and she's a filmmaker and another all around badass that utilizes her voice and her platform to create change through the power of story. And she doesn't, and that's another thing, like none of these women sugarcoat anything. It's absolutely, absolutely honest. And, you know, we definitely need that now. So like give her a follow at Film Fatale, FATALE underscore NYC. She's a real, she's a real treasure, Rebecca. And I really look forward to getting to work with her at some point on something. She's really awesome. And another woman that I want to shout out is Emily Best, who is the founder of Seed and Spark, who, like another connection through Twitter. She has been advocating for female filmmakers and advocating to get their stories on a platform to the point that she built one. She made it, you know, like Seed and Spark is a film crowdfunding place, and like also has like original streaming. And if you're an aspiring filmmaker, like definitely check them out. Check out Seed and Spark. Definitely follow Emily Best. Follow Seed and Spark. They're doing a lot of really great stuff, like really inclusive content, meaning that like many, many voices are heard, and it's not just, you know, the typical, you know, Lena Dunham narrative. There's a lot of different stories that are making their way onto that platform, which I adore, and I hope to one day also get to be a part of that platform in some way. And I also want to give a shout out to fucking Frances McDormand, who I guarantee you will never listen to this fucking podcast. She, at least based on, oh my God. Yeah, I said Frances McDormand, right? I didn't say Frances Fisher. I said Frances McDormand. But Frances Fisher is somebody else that I do want to take a shout out, give a shout out to as well. Like, am I going to edit this? Probably not. But like, whatevs. Like, that's the authenticity of this podcast. You know, never hide your mistakes. And I'm not stoned, I promise. You know, though, like another episode similar to that will be coming soon. And if you missed the last episode, just like as a reminder, I'm going to be going to having this be a bi-weekly podcast as opposed to doing it every week, because got a lot of projects going on right now, and I don't have the time to dedicate to this podcast in the way that I would like. And, you know, this is something that I've been producing and getting guests for and everything it's going to be a year now, and doing it for free. So side note, if you do enjoy this podcast, if you really do love what you hear, I would love for you, if you want to make like a one-time donation, or if you want to become like a contributing, recurring donator, to my podcast, you can go to heather-matarazzo.com, and there's info there. You know, it's something that it's so funny. I don't like advertising myself in that way. It makes me feel uncomfortable, but it's something that I also know that like I have to do. you know, because like the truth is that like there is something to be said about like we're in a day and age where, you know, we get a lot of content for free, and the truth is that like a lot of people that create content don't get paid at all. And you know, since I took my Patreon down because I didn't like that they had I didn't like what they had done when it came to how they were going to be treating their consumers and the ones that would be supporting the patrons. And they did it without warning. They did it without notice. And I was like, I don't want to work with someone like Patreon. I don't want to be a part of that kind of system. And they since like reversed their policies, but still, you know, it's like, it's not something that I desire to go back into, and I was so grateful for all of the patrons that supported my page and supported this podcast and supported everything that I was doing. And, you know, now I'm getting to do that on my own. So again, like if you like this podcast and you desire to, you know, support, you know, this, that would be fucking awesome. that would be really fucking awesome. But back to this love letter. So Frances McDormand, who just won her Oscar on Sunday, and yeah, who definitely will probably not be listening to this fucking podcast because based off the interview she gave in October in the New York Times, you know, she won't use like Google Maps. She has like a flip phone. She hates technology, which I fucking love. I love that she hates technology in that way and refuses to use it and really just uses her simple intuition and gut to get to where she desires to go. And I've been a fan of hers for a really, really, really long time. And I love that she talked about inclusion writers from that stage. It's a real beautiful thing that she mentioned that, and the truth is, you know, she also said that she didn't know about it for like the first 35 years she was in this business. And the thing is that, you know, I've been in this business for almost 30, and I didn't know about inclusion writers. That's the funny thing about when you don't know that there are things at your disposal potentially that could create change, no change happens. So it is a big deal that she utilized that moment to say that in such a public way, because within the next 24 hours there were articles that were like, what's an inclusion writer? What's this? What's that? Ba ba ba. And now I just saw that oh gosh, what is his name? I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up right now. That, yes, that Michael B. Jordan just promised to adopt an inclusion writer for any movie he produces, which is a beautiful thing. And I advocate to do the same thing for any movie that I produce, and also demand it for any movie, not demand it. Because I think that there's a difference between demand and command. But it's definitely something that I will be utilizing going forward. And to any other filmmakers that are listening, to any actors that are listening, anybody in the creative field, you know, utilize the power that you've been given, even if you don't think that you've been given much, you know. And the truth is that power isn't given to you. And I know that there's that Beyonce quote, like, power isn't given to you, you have to take it. And for me, it's going one step beyond that. It's, you have to own it. You have to own it. And at least for me, in my experience, that just like water seeks its own level, like power seeks its own level. And that there are many different variations of what that power looks like, you know, and being loving doesn't mean being passive, you know, like love for self and love for another, but like really love for self is getting to set those boundaries and getting to say what you will accept and what you won't accept. You know, it's about getting to break out of the psychic days that the unacceptable is acceptable, you know. And I think that for women, we've been doing that for a very long time. We've been accepting the unacceptable, you know, and that is something that I will no longer do. And that's just me. So yes, so speaking of which, let's keep on the Frances train. Frances Fisher is an actor who I love, and she's also an activist. And, you know, gosh, she's been around for such a long time, and she, you know, is another one that utilizes her voice and really, for me, is like a really true artist. Like, she's a real true artist. She's always all about the art, which I love. And she was one of the few that was in Standing Rock in the winter. And she, there are some people that I find, you know, hop on social justice bandwagons when they feel it's going to be a positive spin for them. You know, and they try to ride the coattails of popular hashtags, you know, like hashtag activism and showing up and look at what I'm doing. And the truth is that like Frances does the work when nobody's looking. She doesn't give a fuck who's looking, which is something that I really love. I got to, you know, campaign work for her when we were both surrogates for Bernie Sanders. And I'm not a Bernie stan. I'm not a Bernie bro. Like, for me, I'd said from the beginning that if Hillary got if Hillary got the blessing from like the DNC, then I would totally vote for her and do whatever I had to, you know, like at the time, you know, Bernie was, was talking about some pretty incredible stuff, you know, and also like with that too, like I got to grow and learn and have my views evolve and change, you know, as I got to know a lot more about him and how he reacted and responded in particular to communities of color and in particular to women of color. And, you know, not being able to have an honest open dialogue, and instead, you know, got really defensive, and it was an incredibly, incredibly disappointing. but that's the thing, right? It's like I find more and more we get to see the true colors of candidates as they continue on the campaign trail, which also then another side note, I'm sorry that there's like, I'm having so many side notes, but why are you apologizing, Heather? Like, this is your fucking podcast. You can do whatever the fuck you want. It's so funny. God, that's such a fucking woman thing to do. I'm like literally apologizing to self right now, even though I know there are people listening. Like, fuck's sakes, like apologize for breathing. But speaking of, politics and whatnot, there is, I don't know if you guys have heard of Renato Mariotti, who is in Illinois, and he is a candidate for Illinois Attorney General. And he is a former federal prosecutor, and he is the real deal. He's the real deal. I've gotten the gift of getting to know him quite a bit over the course of like the last 8 months, and he's really, really special, and I love what he stands for, and I love that he advocates for women. I love that he advocates for the LGBTQ plus community, and you know, he he really, you know, desires to create change, you know, and he's not tied to any special interests. He's you know, he's a real progressive, and I know that individuals, certain individuals don't like that word progressive, but like progressive means evolve, you know, like we get to continually grow. So go check him out on his page, which is on Twitter, which is RENATO _ Mariotti. I'm like, yeah, like you'd know how to spell that. Maybe you would. But it's MARIOTTI. And check out his webpage. And if you live in Illinois, you know, really check out his webpage. You know, contribute if you can to his campaign. If you are like, yeah, I really love what he stands for, that would be great. And another individual that I just want to give a quick shout out to, just in terms of politics. Oh my God, there are so many, so many, so many. Holy crap. Like there's, now my mind is drawing a blank and I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. So I'm just gonna have to look this up. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm really sorry. Okay, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know that Laura Moser, who is in Texas, is that she's like running for office, and she's absolutely, absolutely incredible. You know, like, and she is having, what do you call it? She's having a runoff. There's a runoff on May 22nd. I'm sorry. There's like so much fucking information. I just want to really be clear with it, you know? So I'm just going to read this from her webpage because it's awesome. So when our leadership in Washington failed us, Laura Moser stood up as a citizen activist to found an organization that had prevented the Trump administration from enacting some of its worst, most damaging goals. Laura's activism led her to the realization that the problem isn't us, the people, it's the politicians. If you agree that Houston deserves a representative as forward-thinking as our city, make a donation and join our movement today. And I'm telling you, like, and this is from Act Blue, and none of these people are paying me to say anything. Like, that's not where this is coming from. and I wonder how many of you I put to sleep, not because this is boring as fuck, but because my voice is so soothing. So, yes, like, Laura Moser, is like another brilliant woman, and yeah, there are so many, but I'm going to leave you guys with one more. But first, I'm also going to share this because it is important. Okay, so. If you guys listened last week, you know what I talked about when it came to sleeping. And I ended up talking about the mattress that I have, which is a Casper mattress. And for those that you don't know what a Casper mattress is, it is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get the best rest one night at a time. And God knows I am somebody that needs rest. So it's designed for humans by humans. And Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. You spend 1/3 of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. I really hope I don't spend 1/3 of my life sleeping, because that just, oh my gosh, time flies. There's no such thing as time. Time flies. So here's a cool thing. Casper offers two other mattresses, the Wave and the Essential. And the Wave features a patent-pending premium support system to mirror the natural shape of your body. And the Essential has a streamlined design and a price that won't keep you up at night, which is really great because, like, it's awesome. And Casper also offers a wide array of other products like pillows and sheets to ensure an overall better sleep experience, all designed, developed, and assembled in the U.S. So, you guys get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/shutup. You put that in the URL, and then use the promo code shutup at checkout, and terms and conditions apply, obviously. If you guys are in search of a new mattress, go to casper.com/shutup and promo code shutup, and you get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com /shutup and using promo code shutup at checkout. And again, terms and conditions apply. And what made me think of that segue was because, you know, on International Women's Day and all of these women that I'm getting to talk about, and I have such love for, oh my God, and like Parisa Fatenly, who I also love, my fucking God, I can't believe I haven't talked about her, who's on like Midnight Texas, and a good friend of mine who just is like fucking brilliant and beautiful, and I fucking love. And if you guys don't know who she is, like, follow her on Twitter. Oh my God. And then fucking, oh fuck, there are actually so many, there are so many fucking women, and now I feel like I've dug myself into a fucking hole. Like I really do, because I'm like, fuck, I have to talk about her, and I have to talk about her, I have to talk about her. But like Janae Moreau, who's another woman that I absolutely fucking love, like me and Lauren and Parisa and Janae and Chanel, like we all go to like brunch once a month, and it's a fuck ton of fun. And, you know, Janae, I'm really excited to see everything that she's doing this year, because she's starting a new business, and I will definitely be bringing her on to talk about that soon. And I'm really, really excited to see where the next few months are going to take her. And then also, Jerrica Hinton, who I got to meet on Grey's Anatomy. And this is the perfect segue, because here's the truth. You know, if it wasn't for Jerrica, and the friendship that we got to develop when I was guesting on Grey's Anatomy, I wouldn't have gotten to meet the love of my life, Heather Turman. You know, yeah, and that story I kind of desire to keep private, and so I'm going to. But Jerrica also has like a new show out right now on HBO called Here and Now, which is probably one of the most brilliant shows I've seen in a long time. I absolutely fucking love it. It's the first time I've seen a show, in quite a while, that I'm annoyed that I can't binge watch and I have to wait for every week. And it was created by Alan Ball. I'm so excited to see what's going to happen. If it's the only reason that I have an HBO subscription right now. The only reason is because of that show. And it's not just to support my friend, but because the show is fucking awesome. So, all things good and magic and whatnot. And again, you know, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have gotten to meet the love of my life. And who is Heather Turman? And speaking of, like, women to celebrate on International Women's Day, there's no better feeling than getting to not only, like, create a life with someone, but getting to continually be enriched by that life and in all ways, emotionally, spiritually, and most importantly, at least for me, creatively, because that is my lifeblood, you know, getting to be a creator, getting to be a storyteller, whether it's in front of the camera or behind the camera, that is my lifeblood. It's my lifeblood. It's what keeps my heart beating. It's what sustains me. It's the only thing that ever really truly keeps me going. And with that too, you know, I don't know if any of you have ever had that experience where you can feel so alone in your creativity and you feel like it's not being received and on a daily basis in a way. And I'm so grateful that I get to have that, you know, like we have another screening of the film that we did together that she wrote, with her writing partner, David Mickle. And yeah, it's getting to create with the person you love is fucking awesome. And, you know, she's not my favorite woman on the planet. She's my favorite being, like two-legged and or four-legged, like for real. And you can follow her at Heather Turman on Twitter as well. And you can follow Janae at Janae All Day and ask her what's going on with her business and all that stuff. You know, like it's all about getting to when I get to advocate for others, I'm also advocating for self. When I'm advocating for other women, I'm advocating for self. And when I'm advocating for self, I'm advocating for other women. You know, and again, that doesn't mean that I have to agree with all women all the time. You know, and it doesn't mean that I have to support the choices that they make. But I support their right to have a choice. I support their choice. You know, I don't have to like what their choice is, but I support it. I support their right to make a choice. And isn't that the irony to end all ironies, especially with what's happening today in fucking Mississippi? God damn, Mississippi, goddamn, to quote the late, great Nina Simone, because Mississippi just passed the most oppressive abortion bill in history. That they're banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, even if the pregnancy is through rape or incest. It's it's disgusting, but the thing that I'm grateful for is that, you know, I see the women in my timeline. I see the women that I'm introduced to by others, and I get to see the continual work they're doing and the continual change that they're making. And, you know, as I leave, you know, as I end this, I'm just gonna say, you know, also like a special thank you to all of the, and when I like women, W-O-M-Y-N, you know, gender fluid, non-binary, however you identify, you know, and all of the allies that support women in all ways, shapes, and forms, you know, yay, we get a day. We get a single day. And there was something else. Yeah, I want to give this woman a shout out because, you know, she tweeted something that I feel like I had tweeted a few weeks before, and it's it's from Nana Jabril, like, and it's girls with toys, and Teen Vogue and Huffington Post say that she's a social media star. she had tweeted today, if your feminism doesn't have room for trans women, queer women, black women, women of color, fat women, disabled women, undocumented women, poor women, indigenous women, sex workers, and the intersection of these identities, then your feminism is a source of misogyny. And I wholeheartedly agree. And I didn't actually say it was a source of misogyny. But I just said that it wasn't feminism. And yeah, it is a source of misogyny. So I'm just going to leave you with this. I hope that you guys have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your week. You know, I know it's been a rough little go in the last little bit for all of us, and yet we still keep on trudging. We still get to walk with purpose. And in those moments that we need to stop walking because our feet will take us no further, the great news is that we have people around us that are going to be willing to then carry us until we're able to get on our feet again. And that doesn't mean, though, that you have to hold somebody's weight for a long period of time. That's not your job. So just know what you can carry, know what you can't carry, and, you know, utilize all those muscles in whatever way works best for you. And again, if you do like this podcast, have been enjoying it for like the past two seasons, support it so I can really keep doing this, because time is money, and I take quite a amount of time out of, like, it takes a lot of time to be able to put this together, from booking guests and doing all the other shit that's involved in a fucking podcast. If you've got a fucking podcast, you know the deal. Especially when you're the host and you're the only producer and you know, just are doing all the fucking shit, man. You'd fucking know the deal. And like, whatevs, it makes me feel so uncomfortable, but I'm learning to do things that make me feel uncomfortable continually. So go to Heather Matarazzo. Heather Matarazzo Heather-Matarazzo.com. Oh, for fuck's sakes. Somebody is squatting on my domain name, so it's hard for me to remember, like, the dash, the backspace, the backslash, the forward slash, all of the technical terms. So yes, if you want to support this podcast, you can go to Heather-Matarazzo.com and just look for the Shut Up and Listen page, and yeah, show some love, and yeah, that's it. And I hope you guys again have a beautiful rest of your week, and we will reconnect soon, I promise.